Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Humility is one of those things that all of us think we have. We all think we're humble. And at the very same time, most of us think everyone else doesn't have it. So in other words, I'm humble, but it's a weird thing. Everybody I run into tends to be arrogant and prideful, right? This is, of course, the way we work. And you think about it, how humble can we really be if we always think we're more humble than other people? I mean, that should cue us in. Something's wrong with our idea of humility. It's not really humility at all. The truth is, and you know this, we all know this deep down, the truth is all of us lean much more toward pride than we really do toward humility. We're not as humble as we think we are. If we're always talking about how humble we are, then we're not really humble. We're simply full of ourselves. Now, humility is what I want to talk to you about. And today is a unique Sunday. We have the long reading of the Passion. We have the palm entrance. So I'm not going to talk to you long, but just briefly to consider the humility of Jesus. Paul said in the Philippians 2 reading today that Jesus humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. See, Jesus teaches what real humility is. And Paul says that we too should have that kind of humility, so it's probably going to help us to actually know what humility is and not the kind of thing we think of all the time, just thinking we're humble. So let's talk about humility, what it really is. Humility is an English word, obviously, but it comes from a Latin word. The Latin root word is humus, which means earth. So the idea behind the English word humility is being down to earth, grounded to the earth. And you know we have that expression that somebody is down to earth. We might say, she's really a down to earth gal. And we mean that as a compliment. She's humble. Well, that's the whole idea behind humility, that you're grounded. You're not floating around up in the clouds, you know, with your head way up here thinking you're better than everybody else. You're grounded. You're down to earth. Now, the Greek word, which is not our word humility, does not come from the Greek, but it's very similar. The word Paul uses has to do with being brought low or leveled off. So the scriptures at one point talks about the hills being brought low. And literally there, it's the hills being humbled, leveled off. So here you have this cool thing. It's sometimes in Greek, that word is combined with the word for mind. So a humble person is someone with a leveled off mind. Well, what do we call that? Level-headed. Okay, that's where we get this expression. That's the idea of humility, being level-headed. So if you understand where all these words actually come from, you start to get this visual picture that humility is knowing your correct posture, your correct height. Okay, not trying to stand up taller than I really am, trying to be more than I really am, float up into the clouds, but at the same time not hunching over and crouching down lower than I should be. It's staying grounded right at the level and the place that God has put you. Not thinking I'm higher up than everybody else and not groveling at the feet of others, but having a leveled off mind, knowing my place. Now, pride then, you will easily see, is the direct enemy of humility. Pride is when we lose our grounding. We're not down to earth anymore. We're not grounded. We forget all about gravity. And we float up way into the clouds and think we're far above everyone else. Pride is also such a devil that it wants to float up so high that it will actually go into heaven and be our own God. That's the ultimate thing about pride. Remember, that was the devil's sin. Pride. He wanted to be God. So God cast him out of heaven. Then he goes down to the Garden of Eden and tells Adam and Eve what? You can be like God. Pride, right? And then you might remember not long after we get the account of the Tower of Babel, where they literally, very literally, try to climb up, build a tower where they can climb up into heaven and be God. So that's pride. C.S. Lewis, in his Mere Christianity, calls pride the anti-God. It's always forgetting our place and our grounding and wanting to be God. Now, Jesus, you can see, here's where I've been building up to this incredibly wonderful good news. Jesus is the direct opposite of our pride, you see. He doesn't need to float up into heaven and become God. He is God. And yet, being in heaven and being God himself, he in his great humility comes down to earth. A down-to-earth God made himself nothing, and he puts 2 feet right here, square with us on the same earth that you and I walk on. See, our pride would try to be God, but God in his humility and love becomes us. And that is an incredible thing. Although he was God, stood here with us, grounded himself in our sin and our suffering and our death so that he could open heaven to us. Look at how Jesus, in the Passion reading that we just read, look at how he doesn't elevate himself above everyone, but grounds himself as a servant. For instance, with the 12 disciples, Monday, Thursday night, what does he do? Does he order the disciples around, tell them everything they need to do? No, he serves them. He washes their feet. He serves his host at the meal, gives them the Lord's Supper. Then we heard in our reading today, when he's arrested in the middle of the night, right? He goes willingly. He serves these Roman guards, the chief priests, all these people that want to kill him. He serves them. He obeys them. When he's standing before Pilate, right? He answers his questions, right? He's obedient. He's respectful. When he's dying on the cross and one of the criminals begs him for mercy, he says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." When Jesus sees all these people mocking him, making fun of him, as you just read, right? If you're really the Son of God, come down. Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." When Jesus looks out and sees his mom there, sees his own mother there, and John standing next to her, he says, "John, take care of her." Jesus didn't have his head in the clouds. His head was right there with them, serving, being one of us. He is our down-to-earth God, who comes to serve you. And this is so important that you realize that Jesus does not come down to be above you. He comes down to serve you, to be your servant, to give you his word, to give you his body and blood and the Lord's Supper, to forgive you, to love you. Now, Paul says that you and I should have that mind of Jesus Christ, that mind that doesn't only think of ourselves and floats up into the clouds and puts ourselves always higher than others, but the mind of Christ. The mind of a servant. So let's start with this today. Lord, have mercy. Forgive our pride. Because we have all leaned much more toward pride than we have toward humility. Lord, forgive us for our pride and give us that spirit of Christ our Savior, who humbled himself for us. And stay grounded in this, that Christ is your Savior, that you are God's child, that you are forgiven, that you have eternal life. You don't have to float up and be somebody you're not. Just be the person God has already made you in Christ, a forgiven, loved child of God. Keep your 2 feet on the ground so that as Christ has served you, you can serve your neighbor in love, that you may lift up your neighbor who is falling, strengthen your neighbor who is standing, that in all things you and I may be grounded in Christ. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.